Well, good morning, everyone. It's a gorgeous day in Bellevue, Washington, and it is September 16th at 10 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, and I can't say how delighted I am that all of you have joined to listen to a fantastic teleseminar that's going to empower you with useful information to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated through the power of guaranteed press releases. Thank you for setting aside this time to give us your full attention, because you are going to be wowed by the content that's going to be shared by my special guest here today. Let me tell you a little bit about Dan Janelle. USA Today called Dan Janelle a true cyberspace pioneer because he wrote one of the first three books ever written about internet marketing way back in 1994. The Los Angeles Times called Dan Janelle an internet marketing expert because he consulted with companies like IBM, American Express, and the Reader's Digest. But you probably know Dan from his pioneering work in helping literally thousands of speakers, authors, coaches, and consultants get publicity to help build their careers with his company, PRLeads.com. Dan has expanded the company's services to include press release writing and distribution, as well as coaching and consulting. Through his advice and guidance, his clients have been featured in nearly every major newspaper and magazine, including the New York Times, Forbes, Fox Business, and the Wall Street Journal. You might not know that Dan has been an in-demand speaker who has lectured everywhere from Beijing to Budapest, as well as across the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Brazil. He's even taught at Berkeley and Stanford. Dan has written six books for John Wiley & Sons, and those books have been translated into six languages. He's working on a new book about how to use the internet for referrals so you can get new business. Dan believes that publicity and marketing should be about getting results, and I couldn't agree more with that. Dan brings more than 25 years of public relations experience and expertise to you today. He was on the PR team that launched AOL. He was also involved in the launch of the CD-ROM player, GPS technology, and the beginnings of the personal computer revolution. Dan is one of the most respected teachers in public relations today and is one of the key thought leaders in this field because he was also an award-winning newspaper reporter and editor who interviewed President Gerald Ford and First Lady Barbara Bush. Dan lives on one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes with his wife and his cats, and I can't say how delighted I am to have him with us here today. Dan, thank you for being with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Nancy. It's a pleasure to be here and teach your guests all about how publicity can help them take their business to the next level so they can lead the lives that they were meant to lead. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you here. Let me let you all in on what you're going to get today. You're going to learn how to get publicity on major websites guaranteed. And I have to tell you, I just used this service yesterday, and I can't wait to tell you about the results that I've experienced myself. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But oh my goodness, it's been a very exciting couple of days over here. Publicity is an important tool for speakers, experts, and authors because PR leads to profits. Getting publicity can set you apart from your competitors. Publicity can give you the visibility you need to attract new prospects and also get the credibility you need to make selling a whole lot easier. Getting quoted in the media has never been an easy task. There's a lot of competition from other folks, but today you're going to learn how to tilt the odds in your favor with proven media tactics that get you that you can implement yourself without hiring an expensive PR firm. You'll also learn how to get your press releases printed on many major websites from leading publications like Forbes.com, FoxBusiness.com, CNBC.com, and many city business journals, plus dozens of other websites with sizable audiences. You're going to learn how publicity can actually help you get more speaking engagements and consulting projects, the biggest mistakes people make with their press releases, the number one tactic to help you dominate the search engines for your topic, how to get started with press releases easily so that it continues to help you grow your business over time, and how to use publicity tactics on a regular basis as part of your marketing plan so you can manage the process easily and get the best results possible. Oh my gosh, what an exciting agenda. Who's excited? Are you excited, Dan?
Hey, that's great. That's a wonderful introduction.
So, Dan, you've done a lot of amazing things in your career as a reporter, a PR person, and a coach. Can you tell us how you got started?
Well, thanks, Nancy. That's a great place because it's important to know a little bit about people, you know, people want to know about you and before they want to do business with you. It goes to trust, and I use that as a learning point for everyone on the call, because everyone wants to sell and everyone has websites and everyone has great businesses, but you have to build up that trust first. People want to know a little bit about you and who you're dealing with before they say, I'm going to write a check or I'm going to give you a credit card. So that's a learning tool that I like to share with people as we get started as well. You know, what are you doing on your website to build trust with your people? So one thing you can do is like tell people a little bit about yourself and make yourself more human. Now for me, you know, Nancy asked me how I got started in PR and writing and whatever, and it really started back in about third grade when I wanted to be a writer. And I you know, little kids want to be astronauts or firemen or whatever. I wanted to be a writer, and I didn't want to write the great American novel. I wanted to write the great American play. Somehow I saw plays, and I just loved plays, and I loved dialogue, and I wanted to write about the human condition and write plays. So I went to college. I went to Northwestern, and I majored in journalism. I didn't major in English because I figured if all those people majoring in English could analyze Dickens and Mark Twain and whatever, but they probably couldn't write their way out of a paper bag. But I said, and they didn't have any new ideas. That's what I thought. I don't know if it's right or not. If there are any English majors on the call, I apologize if I'm wrong. But I thought if I went into journalism, I would meet lots of interesting people and interesting situations. And as I grew older and learned about those situations, I would be able to turn those into stories and analyze people and really write really cool stuff. And then I became a reporter for a paper in Florida. It was called Florida Today. It was the forerunner of USA Today. It was actually pretty cool working in like the laboratory that became USA Today, because we did a lot of things there that are now being done by USA Today. But, you know, covering city council was, frankly, boring. I mean, there were no interesting things. They were talking about garbage sewer collection rates and political slime balling in elections and stuff. It was just horrible. And, you know, the worst part is that they make you ask these stupid questions. You know, you'd have to call people and say, hey, at the city council meeting last night, your opponent called you a crook. Are you a crook? Yeah, how do you ask people that? But, you know, in a fair and balanced news media environment, you have to, you know, give every side the chance to respond. And, you know, so you got to call these people and ask them these embarrassing questions. But I tell you, the worst part was when you're covering an accident and you have to go up to someone and say, hey, your parents just died in this car accident, you know, this car crash, you know, how do you feel? And, you know, you've seen this on TV, you've seen this in the newspapers, and you read people's responses, and, like, I just couldn't do it. You know, I just hit the wall. I said, I can't ask people embarrassing questions or pry into their personal lives, so I got to get out of this. I don't have the stomach for being a reporter. So I went into PR. And as it turns out, I went into PR at a very, very good time, because it was back in the early 1980s when the computer revolution was just starting. So I worked for PR firms that dealt with the beginning days of computers like Commodore 64 and America Online. I did the PR for Grolier's Encyclopedia, which was the first piece of software for the CD-ROM industry. And then, you know, one thing led to another, and I worked, as I said, with AOL. And when that led to the internet, and I said, hey, everyone's jumping aboard this internet bandwagon, let me write a book about it. So I wrote what was literally the second or third book, on internet marketing way back in 1994, when the only people online were like me and Al Gore. And that book has been translated into like six different languages. It led to a speaking career that led me to Beijing and Budapest, Brazil. It led me to teach adult ed and alumni ed courses at Berkeley and at Stanford, and really opened up a lot of doors and a lot of opportunities. And that led me to where I am today, you know, sort of, you know, this PR savant, thought leader who sees things a little bit differently because I've been around a little bit longer and have had a few more experiences than most people. So it's been a fun ride. So thanks for asking.
Well, it's a very impressive journey that you've taken, and I love what you said about how the book that you wrote opened up so many doors to new opportunities, because I know so many people on the call are either aspiring authors or authors that are wanting to get seen, heard, and celebrated and compensated for their expertise as speakers, which brings me to my next question. Is there quite a lot of people that want to be, that are speakers who want to get publicity so they can open more doors to greater opportunity? How are speakers using PR to get publicity, and how is it helping open some doors for those kinds of opportunities. Is this a good strategy?
Oh, it really is. And I want to expand this to just from speakers as well, because when people registered for this teleseminar, I did something unique. You know, on the registration form, we asked for your web address. And, you know, I've never done that before. And some of you put it in and some of you didn't. And for the ones who put it in, I actually went to a good many of your websites. So I can see that, yes, there are speakers and authors and coaches, which are great. There are also people who build homes in the Puget Sound area, and there are people who run family businesses for several generations out of Texas in the oil and gas industry. And we have a lot of people on this call from all sorts of different small businesses and small industries and interesting industries. So, Nancy, you have a lot of interesting followers, I have to tell you. This is really great. Excuse me?
Well, let's broaden the question. You know, why would any of these people want to get publicity?
Exactly, and that is the key question that really unites everyone on this call. Because let's face it, you all have great products out there, but you all have a lot of competition. And we're in a very highly credentialized world today. I mean, everyone's gone to college. A lot of people have gone to graduate school. Some people have written books. Many people have worked for big companies or name brand companies. And, you know, on and on, these are all your credentials. And people who look at you are going to say, you know, why should I hire this person instead of that person, whether it be for a coaching job or a speaking job or, you know, to fix my radiator. And it's going to be coming down to a lot of things like, okay, they all have this qualification, they all have that qualification, they all have this, they're all equal in so many things, then what separates you? Well, it may be the fact that you were quoted in a newspaper and the other person wasn't. And that's because we do have so many credentials today. So maybe the media becomes the way that you separate yourself out from everyone else who went to the same schools and worked for the same companies and had the same kind of bio, more or less, as you do. So the media can really make a difference, and that's so important because the media really does two things really, really well. It gives you visibility, and it gives you credibility. Now, remember when Nancy introduced me in my bio at the top of this call? She said USA Today called Dan Janelle a true internet marketing pioneer. Now, I'm sure many of you had never heard of me before. Yes, I do have an ego, but I am sure that, you know, you've heard of people who are presidents of the United States, and you've heard of Lady Gaga, and you've heard of, like, actors and actresses and such, but I'm not so vain to think that you've heard of me. So you see this name that you've never heard before, and, you know, how do you instantly categorize this person? Is it someone you trust and like? Well, that's why I used that introduction, because I relied on USA Today to say that I am a true internet marketing pioneer. If I said I'm a true internet marketing pioneer, you'd say, yeah, big deal, I've heard that line before. But if a newspaper says it, then there's that credibility, there's that third-party endorsement, because you can't buy that kind of trust. They bestow it on people after they do research, after they figured out if you've really earned it. So that's why when we go to see a movie, we look at the reviews first and say, gee, what did the newspaper say about this? Or what did the movie magazine say about this movie or this book? We tend to really trust the media. You know, for all the bad mouthing that people have about the media and stuff like that, the point is people really do look for it for trust and credibility. So if you get quoted in your local newspaper or in a national magazine or in USA Today or National Public Radio or, you know, your business-to-business publications, or if you're mentioned on TV or radio, that is golden. You really can use that in your marketing materials to help you build the trust that you need to make the sale.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and one of the things I say to people is, do you want it in this time and age where money is tight and competition for clients is fierce, you want to work with the very best athlete for the job. And if you're going to go with the, given the choice between working with someone who is well-known in the media and called an internet pioneer and someone who is extraordinary according to important prestigious media outlets versus dealing with someone who's just starting out who has no credentials, what are you going to do when you have limited resources and you need to get the best athlete for the job? You're going to go with the person who stands out in those important ways, because getting to yes is a whole lot easier because it's less of a risk. And so that's the big win, I think, is to differentiate yourself in this way. So, you know, one of the ways that people do this, of course, is to use press releases. And I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about that, and that maybe we could talk a little bit about what happened with me just yesterday as a way to showcase how powerful this can be.
Sure. Let me give everyone a brief history of press releases and how things have changed in the 20, 25 years or so that I was a reporter and a PR person, you know, back before the internet and now with the internet. You know, back when I was a daily newspaper reporter and editor, we got so many press releases, we literally could not open up all the envelopes they came in. This was before email, of course. And, you know, because we'd get like batches and batches and batches of these press releases, but there's only so little space in the newspaper that we could print them in. And frankly, a lot of reporters pride themselves on coming up with their own ideas, so they weren't even interested in looking at press releases anyway because they wanted to talk to people and develop their own stories. Well, the world has changed a lot in those years since the internet started, because back then, you know, you sent your press release to a reporter because if they did write about you, then they could open up the whole world to let the world know that you existed. But that was a nice gamble to take because, remember, 25 years ago, there were only three television stations out there, you know, CBS, NBC, and ABC. Now there are thousands of television stations and thousands, hundreds of thousands of websites. There are many, many more ways to get your message out today than there were before. So back in the old days, we hoped that the media would write about us so we could reach the masses. Today, it's nice if the media writes about us, but if we can get our messages on the search engines, and if we can manipulate the search engines to point toward our websites, then we're going to reach the masses that we need to make our businesses a success, or we'll be able to reach the targeted audiences we need in a B2B environment to make our products and services a success. So in other words, let me just turn the table here. You know, imagine that you need to buy a new refrigerator. You know, are you going to look in your Yellow Pages? Are you going to look in the newspaper? Or are you going to go to Google and say, who makes the best refrigerator? Chances are you're going to go to Google. And Google has indexed all this stuff, and they may have a number of websites, and they may have newspaper articles or TV video clips that they've indexed, and a smart consumer will go to that, could go to those websites and make an informed decision after seeing all the information there. Well, that's where press releases come into the picture, because if you send out a press release and it's indexed by Google, you know, people have a chance of finding you now. And if your press release gets picked up by different newspapers, then you have the credibility of those newspapers pointing to your website and saying, she's legitimate, she's a great coach, or she has a great housing company, or she is a great interior decorator. See, I did look at a number of your websites, didn't I? Many of you are nodding yourselves, that's me, and it's true. And there are many people who are competing with you, and if you send press releases out, you have a way of standing out from all of your competitors. So that's why press releases are so important today.
Well, and I think the thing about Google is really super important because, again, because competition for business is tight and cash is tight for a lot of people, nobody's going to part with their money on an unproven entity. And so I think that when people are going to do any kind of investing in anything, with as media savvy as we all are, it's just become a habit for people to go to Google and say, I'm looking to buy a refrigerator, or I want to see what Google has to say about Dan Janelle or Nancy Jutton, or I want to see what Google has to say about whatever it is. And when the results come back and they reinforce that buying decision, people lean in and actually pick up the phone and call to make a step forward towards that buy decision. And isn't that what so many people want right now?
Yes, and they also have that implied credibility as well. I mean, let me tell you a quick story about one of my clients. She's an entrepreneur, and she was named one of the 20 best entrepreneurs of the year by Entrepreneur Magazine. And the interesting thing was is that the first five people were names that you had all heard of, like Richard Branson or Martha Stewart, or, you know, really, really famous people. And she was number five, and no one had ever heard of her. You know, she made learning tools for kids with autism and other special abilities, which was like really, really cool. So if you typed, her name, like saying, gee, I heard about this person. I want to check her out, see if she's legit, see what she's up to, whatever. And the first reference is from Entrepreneur Magazine, you know, not her own website, but entrepreneur.com. Imagine what's going to go through your mind. You're going to say, wow, this is really impressive. Entrepreneur says she's one of the top five entrepreneurs of the year. I'm really impressed. So when someone comes to your website, they're going to be equally impressed and say, this person is getting the branding effect and the halo of being quoted on all these newspapers and magazines and other top media websites. So that helps you build the trust that you need to make the sale. Because believe it or not, a lot of people don't buy the first time they hear about you. I mean, there are people on this call who are hearing about me the first time, and they're not going to buy, and that's okay. You may come across me 5 years from now and say, hey, I think I need to write press releases now, or I know there's a PR guy out there. What was his name? I heard him on a teleseminar 5 years ago. And this has happened more times than you could imagine. I've gotten speaking engagements from people who introduced me by saying, hey, I heard Dan Janelle speak at a conference 5 years ago, and I said, I'm going to bring him in here and speak one day. And now that I'm program chair, 5 years later, here's Dan. You know, so sometimes the sales cycle takes a bit longer than everyone would like, but at least it happens. And you have to plant the seed so that process can begin to take shape. So work on your websites, write your press releases, promote your products, promote your services, work with the search engines, work with the media so you can build that trust, because it takes a lot of marketing oomph to get someone to actually press that button to say, yes, I want to buy. And we've all been there, so I'm no different than anyone else on this call. I just want to share with you what's worked for me and hope that it works for you as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the bigger mistakes that people make with their press releases, because it's not as easy as it looks, is it, Dan, writing a great press release? And people do misstep. So let's talk about some of those mistakes.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to dispute one thing. It isn't that hard to write a press release. I think people can write their press releases. I think people can do a great job of doing their own publicity. It really isn't rocket science if you know a couple of simple steps. And I'll share a few of those steps with you now, because really, no one can tell your story like you can tell your story. But if you're afraid of writing, or you're a little gun-shy about writing, then, you know, I can always help you with ideas, or write the art, write the press releases, or my staff can, or stuff like that. So you can hire people to do this at very inexpensive and very, you know, useful rates, but you can try it yourself as well. So there are a couple of key things about a press release. Whether it be the olden days when I was a newspaper reporter, or today with Google and the search engines, the key thing is you have to have something interesting to say. Notice I didn't say it has to be news. So we just did a press release the other day for a woman who talked about authentic leadership, and she's a coach in that area. So she pointed out, you know, five key traits of authentic leaderships and things that leaders would need to do to become authentic leaders. So, you know, think of it, you might have said, I wrote an article about that, or something like that, you know, five myths in our industry, or five ways to improve this, or whatever. So you could very well turn some of your articles or your blog postings into press releases. So think about something that's interesting to your audience. That's number one. Number two, think about something that would actually help you. So if you want to be known as the leadership expert, or business development expert, or remodeling expert, you know, pick an article or pick a topic that really makes you sound good. And then third, use the common formatting of a press release. You know, it's got to look like a press release. And if you go to any number of websites, if you go to Google and say, how can I write a press release, you'll find hundreds of articles about how to write a press release. Or if you go to some of the press release sites, you can actually mimic and copy what your competitors are doing. So you may want to look at their sites and see what they've written press releases on, and follow their ideas, and, you know, pick and choose from the best. You know, don't steal, of course, because it's your words, not their words. You want to make it totally unique to you. But you might see, like, oh, gee, I didn't realize this was a good idea for a press release, and if they did one, then I could do one too. So that would be tip number three. And then tip number four really comes into the whole play of Google and search engines. It's about keyword searching and keyword analysis. And some of you have probably heard about this in the past, so I'll go over it so you get a good understanding. See, people are searching for keywords. So, you know, they don't know that Dan Janelle or Nancy Jutton is alive. They just say, I need a PR person in Seattle. So they go to Google, they say, who's a good PR person in Seattle? And Nancy will come up because she's written her press releases to say that to have her name and to have what she does, which is PR, and where she lives, which is Seattle. So people are looking for someone local can find someone local. So if you're an accountant or an interior decorator or someone who really provides, say, personal services or professional services that have to be done on a local basis, you'd want to have your location as one of the keywords, and you'd use that in the headline. Now you may, and also the first paragraph. Now you may want to be known by what you do. So I had a client who wants to be known as a business development expert, because that's what they call salespeople these days, business development experts. So I learned that. I didn't realize that. So we put that in the headline to say that business development expert Ron Carr says blah, blah, blah. And if you went to Google and type the words business development expert, then Ron Carr actually appeared on the front page of Google for that day. Now, I don't want to make any wild promises here. It won't stay on the front page forever. There's a lot of competition for certain keywords. So if you type publicity thought leader, you'll see that I'm on the first page for Google. But that may change tomorrow. It's all a very dynamic system. But if you take a screenshot of the day when you're on the front page of Google for your key term, then you can use that in your marketing materials on your website and say, look at this. Google says I'm number one or I'm number four of all the millions and millions of interior decorators, of all the millions and millions of business coaches. I am number three on the front page of Google. What does that tell you? And in today's world, that's going to tell your clients that you have a lot of visibility, credibility, and trust. And also, you'll get a lot more web traffic because you rank so highly on the first page of Google. So those are all benefits of writing press releases. Nancy, we did a press release for you just yesterday. Do you want to talk about the results of that?
Yeah, I would. I really like to, because I never like to recommend things I haven't used myself. And yesterday was the debut, the official media debut of the Bye Bye Boring Bio program, the second edition that has been lovingly prepared and expanded. And I prepared a press release that we issued over Guaranteed Press Releases, which is Dan's program. And I had high hopes and high expectations, and I was not disappointed. As a result of yesterday's press release, my news traveled to USA Today, National Public Radio, Forbes.com, the American City Business Journals, just about every major media outlet I could have ever dreamt of. And not only that, but I got telephone calls from a number of major media outlets that asked to interview me, and I have interviews set up all next week with a couple of really great media outlets. I've got a number of people asking to review the book, and some speaking engagements have already come in just in one day. And I think the thing that was most exciting is when I checked my web traffic on Google Analytics today, web traffic was up a whopping 43% over the prior day. 43%. So
wow.
It was just mind-boggling. And so I was very, you know, I've been doing PR for a long time, and I've issued press releases for myself and other clients plenty over the years. But when it's your own press release, it's really personal. And so I put a lot of heart into writing a press release that had a good headline that was sassy and that communicated value to the reader. It wasn't all about me, which is one of the mistakes that I think a lot of people make with their press releases, is to say, I just launched my new website. I just launched my new this, my new that. It isn't so much that you did anything. It's what the wow is for the people who are ultimately going to benefit from it. So with my first effort with Guaranteed Press Releases, I was completely wowed. And so my webmaster's already been doing screen captures of all the prestigious media outlets that have carried my news and will be posting those to my online press room so that when people land there, they'll say, wow, she's been written up in all of these prestigious media outlets. And I, of course, blogged about it today to teach people how to do that for themselves, because what I know to be true is that the media that you earn today is only as valuable as you elect to leverage it to reach even more people down the line. You don't want your news to end up in the cat box tomorrow. You want your news to live on forever so that when people Google your name, your company name, the keywords people are looking to find you, that good news lives on forever. And so I couldn't be more delighted with the impact, and it's still happening. Today I got a notice that Reuters picked it up. So exciting.
Very cool. Cool. I want to emphasize one key thing there that some people may not have picked up on, or if they did, I want to reemphasize this, and that is that it's great that the stuff appears today, but it has such a long shelf life and such long visibility for you if you use it correctly. Because I've had so many clients in the past where they get quoted all over the place and they throw the clipping out, and it just astounds me. I mean, make copies of these things. Put them in your marketing kits. Put them on your website. Put them in your sales kits that you send out to people, or your prospects, or your presentations. I mean, if you're thinking about writing a book, you definitely want to have these article clippings as part of your proposal, because it shows new acquisition editors that you know how to get publicity. If you're doing interior decorating or some other visual or, you know, personal service where you give people a proposal, whether it be a business proposal or a home proposal or whatever, you know, have those newspaper articles as part of your proposal. And that way you stand out from everyone else, and that way you have implied credibility, because you're asking people for tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars for your services. There's going to be some moments of doubt in people's minds, even if you gave a great verbal presentation and even if you look wonderful and thought you really aced the interview. People are still going to mull over that leave behind package that you have and say, should I really go with her or him? And if you have, you know, you've got to use all your weapons and all your ammunition, and if you have copies of those websites and copies of those articles and copies of those articles, it's going to leave a lasting impression that says, okay, we can really trust this person or this business. Let's work with them. So I'm delighted you had that kind of results. And I really want to point out another key thing here is that, you know, I said you could write a press release, and I want to give you all a website that you can go to see if the press release is good. So you're going to want to take out your pens for this. It's a free website. It's called PressReleaseGrader.com. That's grader, like third grader, G-R-A-D-E-R.com. It's a totally free website where you can paste your press release into their little testing tool, and it will grade your press release on two terms. One, does it look like a press release and have all the things that you'd expect to see in a press release, like your contact information and your phone number, and is there a headline and such like that, you know, the kinds of things that a PR person would look over your shoulder and make sure was in there. And second of all, they look at your press release from a search engine optimization point of view. So they'll say you've used the keywords too many times, or you don't have enough links in here, or you forgot to put a link in here to your website. So this is a tool that I ask all of my clients to use, and frankly, I use it myself because, you know, it's always nice to have another set of eyes.
Oh, I can't say enough about Press Release Grader. I work alone over here, and sometimes even my best days, I might be falling short of court, and I will post my press releases there and find out. The way it works, folks, is that you get a grade of 0 to 100, and 100 is best. And being a professional publicist, you know, anything less than 85 isn't good enough for me. So I will write a press release that I think is really great, and then I will be really I'll have that aha moment or that disappointing gut check where my press release maybe falls short of court, so I have to go back to the drawing board and try again. Because I think what often happens with press releases is we get so caught up in pride of authorship that we forget about whether or not we're hitting all the right elements in a winning way. And the Press Release Grader service is just invaluable for giving you, telling you the truth and getting you to focus on what really needs to happen. Now,
okay,
go ahead.
Can I make one other point about Press Release Grader?
Oh, please.
No, No one knows all the latest tricks and gimmicks that Google is approving or disapproving of on any given day, because they change it all the time. And I'm sure everyone has heard stories about how you have to go to these search engine optimization conferences to learn how to work with Google more effectively. Well, who has time for that? You know, only true search people do that. I don't do that. Nancy doesn't do that. You don't do that. But if you go to Press Release Grader, well, they do. So if Google suddenly changed their magic formula and says, we want the links to be in the first 50 words of the press release or the first 75 words of the release, we wouldn't know that. But Press Release Grader tells us, so it's giving us some inside information on how to actually make our press releases work more effectively with Google. So totally invaluable, and it's totally free. So it doesn't get much better than that.
Absolutely. Can I just tell a little anecdote that's useful for folks? There's some big mistakes people make, but there's something really good that people can do, and that is to piggyback your news on something that's much bigger than you are. And I just wanted to share a little anecdote. At the start of this new year, Dr. Mehmet Oz, Oprah's favorite doctor, went on his show and said that he was a huge fan of alternative healing modalities and that Reiki was one that he gave two thumbs up to. And not long after that, one of my friends and clients who's a Reiki master said, Dr. Mehmet Oz says that Reiki is a great thing. How can I piggyback on this news? And so what we did is we wrote a press release that said that now that Dr. Oz has endorsed this alternative healing modality, how can people all around the country choose the right Reiki master to benefit themselves? So we wrote a press release about the five different things you should consider before engaging a Reiki master. It was very useful for people who had Reiki on their mind. And within 24 hours, that news traveled all over the place to all kinds of blogs. Her phone rang off the hook. She was enveloped in wonderful opportunities, and it just happened because she took the time to piggyback on something that was bigger than she was and offered useful tips to help people make the wise choice. It was a remarkable success that is just one of the great ways that you can use a press release to your advantage to build your expert status. So don't, you know, there are mistakes that people make, but there are things that people do right, and when they do things right, great things happen. And that's what I think is so exciting, because one of the things I forgot to say about what happened with me yesterday, four figures of sales came into my shopping cart yesterday.
Cool.
Four figures. So because I always talk to people, I say you want to be seen, heard, and celebrated, but you also want to be compensated. So to have a four-figure sales day as a result of a press release that went out over the wire, I was feeling pretty good about that.
That's great. You know, when I work with my clients in coaching and such, I suggest that they have what I call an editorial calendar for the year. And it ties so well into your idea of piggybacking, because that's what this editorial calendar does. Because every industry, every person, every business, every magazine has an editorial calendar, whether they know it or not. For example, there are certain stories that reporters write about on a regular basis every single day or year or month. For example, come January, what do we see? We see a lot of articles on New Year's resolutions and goal setting. Well,
and
if you're a fitness
loss
coach or a weight loss coach or whatever, that's a perfect time to get in touch with reporters and say, hey, I know you're going to be writing a story about goal setting. Why don't you talk to me? Because I have these great new ideas on people can actually stick to their goals. And in February, what do people write about? Valentine's Day. So there's all sorts of romance articles. And if you're a career coach or an employment coach or a business leadership coach, you're probably saying, well, romance, what does that have to do with me? Well, what about romance in the workplace? What about sexual discrimination and lawsuits of, you know, what's your company policy on whether people can date inside the same company? So there are angles, and just use your creativity and your imagination, and you'll find all these angles, and reporters will want to talk about you, and they'll want to print your press releases or use your press releases as the basis of stories that they write. You know, so in March, there's St. Patrick's Day, so that's all sorts of questions about drug use and alcohol and such like that, whether it be in the workplace or among couples or kids or whatever. You can adapt these stories to anything. April could be taxes, so it's financial planning, and on and on and on. So if you're really serious about promoting yourself, you may want to have a budget, this editorial calendar, where every month you think of another topic that reporters are going to write about in your industry, and and contact them a few weeks in advance and let them know that you're alive through press releases and through pitch letters or just through phone contact. You know, you may meet these people at industry conferences or in your local community at, you know, Rotary Club meetings or PTA meetings. You know, reporters are people too. You'd be surprised where they hang out. Plus, you can find people on Twitter and Facebook, but that's a story for another teleseminar that we'll do. But the point is, if you get into the minds of reporters and think about what they're looking for and make yourself a valuable asset to them, then they do want to hear from you and they do want to write about you. You know, reporters don't write from their own imaginations because reporters are not experts. They need to find the people who've been there and done that. So that's where you come into the picture and where you can make yourself valuable to them so they do write about you. And the press release is one of those first building block tools that help that.
So let me ask you a question that I know is on the minds of many people. There are many people that are looking for that easy button that they can push. Well, I sent the press release and it went out to the world and now the Red Sea is going to part and all the opportunity I want is going to flow immediately to my door. I don't have money for advertising. I don't have money for these kinds of things, but I'm going to send a press release and I'm going to hope that everything works out in a powerful way. Can you help the listeners to this call know how to manage their expectations in this regard?
Sure. There are two things to. There are a couple of ways to answer this question. The first is if you send a press release out on your own to reporters, there's a fair chance that they're going to read it. And, you know, they do get inundated with lots of other people sending out press releases and pitch letters, and reporters get all the same spam that you and I get. So you have to get past that filter, and that's hard. So if you were to send a message out, it may get read. You know, certainly in a business-to-business environment, you stand a better chance. In a local media situation, you stand a better chance. But if you send a press release to USA Today, chances are, if it came in over the transom, they would just throw it out because they're just so inundated with everyone else trying to get their attention. It really, really is hard. And that's where my service comes in, because we found a way to get directly to the magazines and newspapers. You know, back earlier in this conference, I said that when I was a newspaper reporter and editor, we got so many press releases, we didn't even open them up because there was no time to do that and not enough space to print them all anyway. Now things have changed because it seems now that just like you and I want to increase the value of our websites and rank higher in the search engines, well, guess what? The media sites want to rank higher in the search engines too. So Forbes wants to rank higher than Fortune, you know, and the Tampa Bay Business Journal wants to rank higher than the St. Petersburg Press, and on and on and on. So all these websites, these media websites, now want more content. So back in the old days, they didn't want press releases. Now they do want press releases, but they want press releases that have been vetted by a trusted source. So I work with a company called PR Newswire. They're one of the biggest and oldest press release distribution companies in the world. And any press release we send out through PR Newswire generally gets picked up on anywhere from 50 to 70 top media websites. Now, I do want to say these are more business-oriented press releases. So if you're a business coach or you're doing interior decorating or if you're doing real estate or careers or leadership or management or those kinds of topics that you read about in daily newspapers, chances are we can help you. If it's more family-oriented, I don't know that our results are going to be as good as for business because most of these websites that are printing the press releases are more business-oriented. So if you can find a business angle for your story on of a personal nature, like how managers can raise more successful, healthier kids, then that would be a better angle than just saying, I have a book on how parents can raise happier, healthier kids. So, and I can talk to you more about that if you call me afterwards, and we'll find an angle that works for you. But basically, these websites are dying for more and more content, and they'll print, you know, dozens and dozens of press releases that PR Newswire sends out or the ones that we send out through PR Newswire, like we did for Nancy, like we did for many, many of our clients. And what happens then is that you get a report that shows you where you where the press release has been printed. And then you can take that information and tell your prospects and your clients and your former clients that you've been quoted on places like the local business journal and Forbes or National Public Radio like Nancy was and many, many other websites. And then your prospects are saying, okay, I was sitting on the fence. I didn't know whether to work with this person or not. But if they're being quoted all over the place, then they must be legit. And your former clients might be saying, hey, I'm glad you got in touch with me because I'm thinking about getting back into the market and hiring someone like you. So now that I see that you're reaching out to me with something new to say and it's something that's credible too, then I can work with you again. And also you want to let your current clients know about all of your successes, whether it be PR successes or other successes, because you know they're only one phone call away from switching their allegiance to someone else who's offering something similar at a lower price or just a little bit different kind of service. So it's important for you to stay in touch with them as well, and PR can help you with that. Now, one thing I do want to do about managing your expectations with anything about publicity is that your phone is not going to ring off the hook tomorrow. You're not going to become instantly wealthy, despite what you might read on somebody's website. PR is just one of those things that help you build a business over the long term. It is a commitment. Yes, you will get some sales, as Nancy got sales yesterday. That was wonderful. But I don't know that she's going to go out and buy a new SUV or a new Cadillac because of one press release. But over the course of several months and several years of doing this, she's building a business. In fact, I saw a great article about Nancy where she actually talked about the sales numbers, which were quite impressive. So she built up her credibility with me when I saw that article that was written about her. So, you know, it's a never-ending process of getting all this publicity and building all these relationships, and then bigger and bigger paydays come. But you got to be in the game to play. You got to start somewhere, sometime. You have to manage your expectations to say that, yes, today I'm getting visibility and credibility, and now I can improve my website. Now I need to get more people to my website, and now I can do this, and now I can do that. And it's part of the process. So I'm not one of these information marketing guys who say you can make money in your sleep. Well, yes, you can, but only if you work the system and you really do work your butt off to get there, and then you start to make a lot of money. It can be done if you follow the formula, but it takes some heavy lifting, you know.
Can I say something about that?
Sure.
Because I just think it's a pretty compelling story. When I started my business in 2001, I was a desperate housewife, and I just wanted to earn enough money to buy better groceries. Pretty soon, I was too busy to cook, and the way it all happened for me is I practiced my own publicity advice. And 4 years ago, when I started really working hard at building my own expert status, I looked at people like Dan Janelle and Joan Stewart and Susan Harrow as the rock stars in this field, and I thought, how am I ever going to hold a candle to those people? But like a tortoise in the hare, I have been staying so focused on being deliberate along my journey to get known in this way and to perform and to deliver value for people and deliver value for myself that now I get invited to play with these people on a fairly regular basis. And so the joke that I have with my husband and people that know me well is, as I say to them, I'm going to be the last one standing. I'm the tortoise. I'm going to get to that goal. I'm not going to be diverted by shiny, bright object disease. I'm going to stay focused and do what it is that I know works. I know there's no easy button, but I'm going to take one deliberate step at a time, believing that at some point I'm going to get to the goal. And it seems like things have really worked out. And that's why I love bringing experts like you to my audience, because really this stuff really works. And in this marketplace where people don't have big budgets for advertising, but people have desperately powerful desires to be successful in their business, everyone really needs to take control over their own storytelling and make an ongoing commitment to share timely, newsworthy, interesting, relevant, and compelling stories on a regular basis, because step by step, all of a sudden, you are that person, and you have all the opportunity that you want. But if you do nothing, nothing happens, and nothing isn't a good option. So, you know, I'm on my soapbox now. This stuff is really, it really works, but there's no easy button. You got to trudge ahead.
That's so true. And, you know, I'd rather work with fewer people who have realistic expectations than take money from people who think that they're going to suddenly win the lottery overnight. It doesn't happen. But if you work and you follow the steps, it does happen. And this might be a good time to talk about my services because we are coming toward the
Absolutely.
Close of the seminar.
Tell us about this.
Okay.
Tell us about this wonderful program that you have.
First of all, I know a lot of you are multitaskers, so take out your pens and pencils or go to your computer, and here's a special report that I've written about press releases. It's called prleadsplus.com. That's the name of my website, prleadsplus.com/Nancy Special. That's prleadsplus.com/Nancy Special. And there are no spaces, there are no dashes, there's nothing complicated about Nancy Special. Just run those two words together, and then you'll see all the proof that we have here. And basically, it's a very simple program. We can write a press release for you. You know, you'll talk to me or my staff, and we'll find an angle that works for you. We will send it out to the PR Newswire top-tier news media sites. Those would be, you know, the top daily newspapers, the business journals, magazines, TV stations with websites. And a surprisingly good number of them will print the press release. Anywhere from 50 to 70 will print just about anything and everything we send out. So within 24 hours of sending out the press release, you'll be able to brag to your clients that you've been printed on all these places. And these are places that people will recognize. These aren't, you know, spam blog sites that some other press release services use. That gets me so mad that, you know, there are places that will say they'll send out the press release and it winds up on a website that no one in the world has ever heard of and no one in the world reads. Well, I guarantee you that these press releases will wind up on serious websites that are read by real people and are indexed by Google, so you have true links pointing back into your website, so you do get indexed properly and you do get more traffic to your website. And you can read more about that on the special report at prleadsplus.com/Nancy Special. So as I said, there are two parts to this. One is we write the press release for you, and second, we send it out. We'll also give you a bonus distribution. In addition to sending it out to the top newspapers and magazines, we'll also send it to two vertical market distribution services. So if you're in real estate, we'll send it to the real estate publications. If you're a dentist, we'll send it to the dental publications. By the way, did you know there are over 250 different dental publications? I didn't realize that until we did this for one of our clients, and we sent him a list of the publications that we send the press release to. And of course, those reporters make their own decisions. There is no guarantee that any reporter on any of the vertical market lists are going to print your release. But if you have something interesting, there's a good chance they will. But the guarantee that I offer is that on the major media websites that we talk about, those are the ones that really do print just about anything and everything we send out. On the vertical markets, it's you're back to PR 101 and seeing if you have the news that really makes sense to them. So, you know, but you are getting in front of them, so that's invaluable as well. And we are offering some specials. There are some special bonuses that I'm offering in terms of some training materials, some CDs and interviews I've done with other people like Joan Stewart and like Alex Carroll, and we have some MP3s from Alex on how to get on radio shows, and from Joan Stewart on how to pitch reporters, and there's some special bonuses as well on, you know, how to do some finer points of PR. So that's all on the website, and we're offering a payment plan as well. It's the payment plan is two risk-free installments of only $397. So I'm sure many of you have talked to PR people in the past, and you can't even get their time for less than $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 a month for a minimum commitment of 3 or 6 months or so. But we don't work that way. I think PR is easy. I think PR is fun. And I think PR is very, very doable. And that's the reason why I charge so little, frankly, and you do get great results because, again, at the very least, you'll be able to brag to your friends and your clients that you've been quoted on all these places. You will get these inbound links pointing back to your website, and that's worth a lot. Now, if reporters write about you, I'd consider that the icing on the cake. If they want to get a review copy of your book or they want you to write articles for their website, that's above and beyond what we would promise or guarantee, but I've seen it happen. It happened to Nancy. It happens to other clients of mine. But I think what we're really trying to do here is really work with the search engines so that your site comes up higher, so you get more traffic. And when you get more traffic, you're getting the visibility and credibility of these media sites, so that people are coming in not as cold calls, so to speak, but they're coming in quite warm and quite interested in knowing what you do and how you can help them. And you have trust and credibility with them when you didn't have it 5 minutes ago because they didn't know you were live. So that's what we're offering today. Yes.
I want to offer something to that just to lend strength to this offer, which, again, is at prleadsplus.com/Nancy Special. Everyone out there has some degree of skepticism about all kinds of tools and tactics that are available to them to help them build their buzz. What I love about your program, Dan, is for a very reasonable price, they can have some stunning, decisive success, and they can experience the kind of wow that I experienced just yesterday, and that can fan the fuels of their enthusiasm to stay consistent in their efforts, so that if they did that this month, then what will they be doing next month, and what will they be doing the month after that? Because it's that one shot only and go off and do something else kind of behavior that gets people into trouble, whether considering publicity or anything else. You have to make an ongoing, consistent, and tenacious commitment to a strategy to get known as an expert. If you are one of these people on the call that spent the last 6 months writing a book and your garage is full of books, you need to spend the next 3 years promoting that book and why it matters to the marketplace right now. And that means publicity can be a very powerful tool to help you get that message out, so that you can have an ongoing flow of book orders, you can have an ongoing flow of speaking engagements, you can have an ongoing flow of high-end consulting engagements that leverage that expertise. It doesn't happen without action. I was talking to someone the other day about the vacuum cleaner paradigm. If the carpet is dirty, you have to plug in the vacuum, push it around, and make it go to get a result. If you want to get known as an expert, you have to make an ongoing commitment to plug in to these press release opportunities, share your news, and get known in the ways that you want to be known, so you can truly set yourself apart and move along in the marketplace. So I am a huge believer in this. I am someone who's practiced this in my own business to have great success. And I'm so honored that you would be here to interview with me so that my people can benefit from the wisdom of your expertise. And I just want to invite everyone to go to prleadsplus.com/Nancy Special so you can see what Dan has brewing and how he can brew it up for you. Because if you don't do it now, what are you waiting for? Someday is not on the calendar. Today's a great day to get started. That's what I say.
So. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. I really enjoyed sharing these tips and ideas with your followers, and if anyone has any questions for me after they read the special report, I really do invite phone calls. I really do invite emails. You can email me at dan@prleads.com. I'll say that one more time, dan@prleads.com, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have and do anything that helps you make a decision. And by the way, I realize that some of you don't have press releases on the boilerplate today and that you weren't planning something. Gee, I'm going to write a press release and whatever. Well, this site is up for a long time. You know, we've been doing this for lots of people over a good long period, and you'll read about a number of case histories there. So if you decide in 3 months that you need to write a press release, that's perfectly fine. As Nancy says, get started now. Get started thinking. You know, what are things that are happening? What are things that you could write about? What are things that your audience does want to know about? And then write about it, or call us, and we'll write about it for you. By the way, if there are PR people on the call, or if you're a marketing person, you have written press releases before, and you don't really need our help to write a press release, but you do want our distribution, which will guarantee you those great placements on those websites, give me a call. We do that as well. We have special pricing. Obviously, it's much less, and that's perfectly fine. We want to do the right tool for the right person at the right price. So just give me a call, and we can distribute it for you at a very reasonable and affordable price as well. So thank you again, Nancy, for hosting me on your teleseminar. This has been a lot of fun. I look forward to working with all of your clients.
And I'm so honored that you would be here, and I want to offer one more thing. Is if you've enjoyed this teleclass and have comments to share about it, you're welcome and encouraged to send me an email at nancy@nsjmktg.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd also love to be able to post your comments on my blog. and in the follow-up communications we send to the folks who weren't able to be on the call live with us so that they know that this is a must-attend session that will definitely help them to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for their expert status. So it's a great day here in Seattle and everywhere that you all hopefully are having a great day. So go off and remember this. It's your story. Tell it well. And thanks all for being here.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.